Makarau told a stakeholders conference organized by the Elections Resource Center that the reforms include a robust and efficient biometric voter registration exercise that would eliminate the dead and absent from the voter's roll. She said the polling station-based voter registration exercise would, among other issues, result in the reduction in the number of ballot papers per polling station and reduce chances of double voting.
Accessibility of the voter's roll, because it is now in our hands, we can't use the arguments that we previously used to use and say the voter's roll is with the RIG, we can't give it to you. It's going to be in our hands, and we've got to make it accessible to you. We've got to reform our way of doing things. We've got to reform how you access the voter's roll in our custody. Searchability of the voter's roll, that is a requirement of the law. So whatever role we've got to the voter's roll that we are going to come up with, it must be searchable in our hands.
She said the reforms, some of which are mandatory, were driven by the new constitution, recommendations from observer missions in previous elections, as well as constructive engagement with stakeholders. Makarau said ZEC was ready to engage stakeholders and political parties on a monthly basis with a view to build trust and confidence in the electoral process. People's Democratic Party Secretary for Elections, Settlement Chikwinya, said efforts by the Commission to consult stakeholders are commendable. Kuraone Chwai, spokesperson of the MDC formation led by Professor Walsh Mncube, said Makarau must be given a chance to implement the reforms.
We welcome the engagement of ZEC and civil society and political parties, in fact, with all stakeholders. And we look forward to good relations between stakeholders and Zimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Women's Coalition Coordinator Salidura said she hoped this time ZEC would implement reforms as recommended by stakeholders.
We are now expecting for ZEC to actually deliver on the commitments and the invitations that it extends. So the behavior change also of ZEC as an institution, Justice in particular with Hedium, in terms of how they access information and how they implement recommendations that we have shared, will be a testimony of whether they are taking us seriously or paying a lip service.
Opposition political parties and civil society mistrust the Electoral Commission, saying it's not been conducting its business in a transparent manner and that it is militarized and full of security agents. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.